It's like 2 o'clock in the morning.
It's like fucking 2 a.m.
Yep. We're not going to bed.
On a fucking Tuesday night, Wednesday morning.
We can't keep giving you casts on like Wednesday late afternoon. We have to give them to you 5 a.m. when you wake up.
Yep. We need this to be done for your little fucking commute.
Yep.
So that you have something powerful to get you through the workday on Wednesday.
You sit your baby powdered little butt in your fucking Toyota Camry and drive to your pussy ass office job.
Yep. And you listen to this. This is hump day for a lot of people. This is a fucking big.
This is a big cast.
When you listen to the cast, you know you're getting close to the end of this horrific week.
Yeah.
You're midway through the week. You listen to two powerful alphas.
True.
Discuss life.
Yep.
And then you're almost in the clear. It's almost weekend time. And
yep.
You know what happens on the weekend, right? You go down to 2nd Street.
Yeah.
You get fucking pep sprayed. get the old peppies.
It's right around Wednesday when you're driving into work, figuring out, just trying to be like, who the fuck's controlling my life? Why the fuck am I working here? What happened?
Oh, God.
You're driving. You're going, it'll all be over.
I'll tell you what. Don't get too wild. I got wild when I got into the work. When I was in the work grind, I was just like, fuck this shit, dude. I'm going to learn Spanish and move to Spain.
Yeah, dude.
And then I did it.
And you're like,
and then I got to Spain. I was like, Spain sucks, dude. I got to go back to America. Dude. This is fucking gay.
Yeah, I don't do well at the jobs. I show up and I'm like,
yeah, man.
I just try to abuse different substances and see what helps me get through the. Like, I tried drinking coffee. I got panic attacks. Tried smoking weed. I felt weird. And I'm like, all right, I got to get a different job where I can smoke weed or something. This isn't fucking working.
Yeah, jobs just.
Well, if you're good at it and you get to like kind of boss people around, it's fucking sick. If you can just be in charge of two people, your job's fun.
Yeah, but if you have a dumb person telling you what to do,
I've literally.
That's a really negative
that's
experience.
That's all I've ever known. I've never been the boss.
Yeah, it's kind of really suck having to, especially just because almost every boss is kind of a fucking idiot.
Yeah, like if you're talking about middle
like
management.
Like when you're starting, yeah. Because now you're looking at like a 40-year-old, 50-year-old who's like barely in control. Like you're their only minion.
Yeah.
And you just started working.
God damn.
So like they're at their pinnacle of their career.
Oh, that's also like.
And they're like a sad middle idiot.
We also like, you don't even realize it, but that's like. This dude's dealing with like boner problems and he's just totally fucking whipping you. Totally
whipping
you.
Definitely is divorced. Definitely just lost wife and kids.
He thinks he has cancer.
He's got a fucking condo.
There's a dude who's like, boner doesn't work, thinks he has cancer, and you show up and he's like, get the fucking gun. Yeah. And you're like, this guy's a fucking asshole.
And you show up and you're like, dude, I'm just trying to read Hemingway and move to Spain, bro. There's so much more to life. He's like, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I tried to experience it and I lost it all. Now I have a fucking rental car and I live in a fucking condo.
He's like, no shit, I have colon cancer. I know about life. Yeah. He's like, I'm facing my death right now.
My wife fucked her fucking CrossFit trainer.
Oh, man.
Took the kids.
Dude, this is all under like fluorescent lighting.
This is all under fluorescent lighting.
Styrofoam cups of coffee with little fucking bite marks from you just fucking biting into them. Oh, like, God fucking damn it.
Fuck, dude, I'm getting fucking flashbacks. Actually, I kind of have decent memories of my job. I sold cars. It was actually kind of fun.
Some days I've worked in real deal offices, and it's like,
yeah, I did
Jesus
that too.
Christ, like
that,
a corporate
there
office.
There was nothing good about that. I worked for the state in an office.
Good God.
And I mean, I got to go on the road a little bit during the week, but,
yeah, but you
like,
went on the road to like,
I went on the road
homes.
To like, yeah, I went on the road to like child jails.
So your reprieve from a crushing boredom was just watching devastated lives.
Yeah. It was interviewing a kid who was like, yeah, my dad raped me and I ended up raping my sister. And I was like, duh.
You're like, so nice to be out of the office.
This is so much better than fluorescent lights.
God. Yeah, really.
Iridescent or whatever the fuck they are.
It's fluorescent.
Those fucking that's the worst. And that ceiling,
the drop fucking soft drop ceiling on you. Good God,
damn dude. There's definitely a listener right now that's just listening to this, like
on their
man.
Way, just being like, I'm I going gotta, to exactly what they described. But you know, you have way more money than us. You can take your girlfriend to like shitty all inclusive things in Mexico.
Yeah, that's fun though.
No, it's not.
I'm
it's
trying
sad
to
too.
Fucking give these guys something,
well,
man.
I'm gonna say, hey, life is suffering. Just fucking suck it up.
Yeah, I'm losing all my friends, dude. I don't know about you.
Well, fucking,
all my
they
friends.
Know, dude. They're laughing. They're commiserating. It's
all
nice
my friends are having kids.
When the fucking, well,
kids,
at least they have the joy of
jobs,
the children. At least
yeah,
they have the joy of the children.
Yeah, but that sucks, isn't that? Is that
no, it? No, because that it's dude. It's like
It does program you to have a happy life once you have a kid. I think.
I think it does, and it also makes you more interested in selling fucking napkins.
Yeah.
I'm not being a dick. I'm dead serious. Like when I don't care about sports. I've tried. I like made an effort to watch sports and care about them, but in one time in college, I tried to be a bookie, and like when I had money on the games, I was just like. Every play, I was like, Oh, God,
I bet you were nuts. You tried to be a bookie?
Yeah.
Holy fuck, I never heard about this
venture. I didn't care about sports so much that I just, like, stopped watching them and let people send me voicemails. So people just started being like, I'm doubling down again. They would do it all day. Home, like, fuck, you fucking won again. So I quit being a bookie. I wasn't good at it. But those games I did watch, man, holy fuck, that's fun.
Yeah, it is
betting
very
on sports
fun.
Is fun.
Betting on sports is very fun.
Just bet on sports. You'll be all right.
That's what my dad did.
Yeah, hell yeah. That'll get you through it. Drink some coffee.
Actually, you know what? Now that I'm thinking about it, pretty much all my friends bet on sports.
Gets the blood pumping, dude.
Betting on sports is fun.
That's all you do.
We're sponsored by fracking, betting on sports illegally.
And vaping.
And vaping.
But all that stuff about the, you know, sometimes you got to show up at the office. But again, eventually you have to be the boss. So, you know. And I do get jealous, though, when those dudes have, like, company parties. Like, I was at a company party.
Company parties are fun.
Like, I sit by myself all day in front of a computer, and I hear about people at, like, holiday parties.
No,
like,
company parties are fun.
Also,
Fridays, dude. When you get off work on a Friday.
I know.
It's the best feeling in the world.
And, like, you get to meet, like, you actually have girls in your life.
True.
If I meet girls, they're like weird.
They're female
weirdos.
Comics with their head shaved, and they're like, yeah, I said, yeah, it's for touching. It's like, I didn't touch you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I tried to give you a hug when you came in because that's how I, you know.
Don't high five me. Give me a hug. It's just never ending.
Yeah, if you try to shake their hand, it's like, why wouldn't you give me a hug? It's like, all right, I'm trying, lady.
Yeah, I just don't want to look at you because I'm scared of you. How about that? But. Yeah,
I
you get
fear
to hang out.
Your fucking mental instability.
You get to have a fucking hot little, you know. Stoke
yeah,
something
get
up with
fucking
your coworkers. Yeah,
I'm telling you, I don't like my fucking lady working.
Well, teaching's not bad.
Thankfully, she's a kindergarten teacher.
Bunch of fucking chalk hands, dude.
Bunch of chalk hands.
You gotta watch out for like
all
cool
those ladies. No,
cool
no.
English teachers.
There's no cool English teachers in a kindergarten.
That's true.
Yeah, like, she's
like,
fine there.
That'd be funny to see some guy with like long hair leaning against the board, like cat can run.
Yeah. You guys want to see something real cool? Check out Salinger. It's like, dude, these are fucking kindergartners.
Get check out that book that has like fuzz and 3D pop-ups. It's very deep.
Yeah, if you're a male kindergarten teacher, you're not a threat to me.
They should arrest you if you try to fucking apply
if
for
you're
that
a
job.
Male kindergarten
if you're a man,
teacher.
Like, I want to work with kindergartners. It's like, yeah, all right, buddy, come here.
Yeah, something's, yeah.
How about you pick up trash on the highway?
How about
that?
We put you in the back of this paddy wagon and hit you with sticks for a while until we knock all this bullshit out of your head?
You fucking chalk hands, get out of here.
Dude, I had it. Oh, never mind. God damn it, dude.
I love chalk hands.
Chalk hands is great. Chalk hands is a derogatory term for professors who have never spent a fucking day of their life working. They went to school for their entire life and then stayed in school.
I couldn't get out of there fast enough. Now all I do, I just want to get back into school. I'm like, man, school is the best.
I could have been a high school professor. Or
really?
college professor, excuse me. High school history teacher, college history teacher. I would have been down with that.
I'd have to be a college professor.
College professor would have been sick.
I need him to be legal, bro.
You need the bays legal?
I need the bays to be legal, dude.
You need those student bays legal?
I'm not trying to catch one of those cases, dude. Bunch of little
that's
Britney
tough.
Spears hit me babies one more time.
Oh,
around,
my
dude.
God.
Fucking,
oh,
no
my
way,
God,
dude.
Don't even get me started on these bays again.
I know my limits, dude.
This was last week.
I know.
We're just,
but I'm talking about senior.
Is this
about
what happens,
senior.
Dude? Do we drink enough CITES that we slip into, like, no matter what?
No. I'm talking about seniors, 18-year-olds.
I got you. But I'm saying.
I did say whatever.
Is the formula for us both, like, X amount of CITES, no matter what, the conversation circles back to being like, 17-year-olds are hot.
Yeah, maybe. Well, yeah. I don't know. Yeah, that's a good point, Shane. I'm gonna work on that.
Yeah,
that's why I said that.
I didn't say you. I said we, dude. I'm not blaming you for.
Yeah, but who took it there, bro? I know what you're doing, and I appreciate that. But I'll
I'm trying
fucking
to fucking
sit.
Pull
I'll
you
sit.
Out of this fire, dude.
I know what you're doing.
Trying to pull you out of this hellfire.
But I'm saying I'd be a better college professor. Actually, I could
because
teach.
Of the sniz.
Yeah, primarily.
Not because of. Actual talent you're talking about.
Yeah, it goes back to SNS, absolutely.
You would rather work in college so you could fuck the kids legally.
Yes. I was trying to yes.
I think you get fired for that now as a professor.
I mean, you definitely do.
But unfortunately.
Dude, but good God, dude.
Back in the day, you used to be able to slide on that. That used to be something.
Yeah. I mean, but dude, there'd be one glorious semester. Mm. We'd be like, well, this is how World War I started. And that's it.
Bam.
Bam. Where'd you learn all this? You're like,
Archduke Franz Ferdinand. Bam. Archduke Franz fingering. That's it. Now you're fucking.
That's a good move. Well, yeah, we should do that. We should become professors.
No, that's what I would have done had professor? It not been. I think so.
I would have been a psychologist.
I would have been a killer professor, dude. I
would have been a psych.
I would have gotten fired right now. Fuck. I'm trying to think of anywhere I could teach. Probably like
Catholic high school.
Spain. I could teach in Spain. They get fired up.
Catholic high school, too.
Catholic high school, for sure.
They let you go. They'd be like,
they let me ride on that
tone
stuff.
Tone down that Hitler stuff, bud. You'd be like, all right.
Man, salt. I used to put a hurting on fucking Chinese buffs, dude.
So did I, actually.
And that's all terrible. Can you imagine how bad that is for you?
Dude, those...
I'll get like four plates of like just mountains of fucking Chinese.
Where do you think they got the snow crab from? I used to go there and eat like 10 pounds of crab meat. Yeah, but it was in a fucking crab leg.
True.
It's probably a fucking like young boy skeleton, dude. And they fucking painted it orange.
I saw a fucking YouTube video of them like, it was, you know, this definitely doesn't go for all Chinese food, but it was enough to like fuck me up. They were like skinning rats in like the floor was like half flooded. It was like brown water.
What?
And they were just skinning rats and throwing them in like wash baskets. Ew, like, man. This is where that meat comes from. I was like, oh.
It's fucked up, man. Yeah, I've heard, I don't think it's just Chinese food who does this, but there's a couple places who got caught in Philly bleaching meat. So it's like meat starts going bad, and you just dip it in bleach, and it kills all the shit. Then you pull it out, rinse it off, and just cook it up and serve it.
Ooh.
So that's a fucking... You go to like... You ever eat that weird... a lot of times, too, the texture of Chinese chicken... Like, when I'm at a Chinese place, and I'm eating chicken, I'm like, I've never chewed chicken like this before. This is something weird about it. And it's like... I'm not saying they bleach their meat, but like, that's something a lot of Chinese restaurants got caught doing. Meat bleaching.
The Chinese, dude.
I'm telling you, dude. I was eating this shit, and I was just like, this stuff sucks. And it's pure fucking...
Oh. What the hell? I preacher the meat.
I talked about when I used to work for those Korean guys in the beer distributor, and I used to have to go separate the dirty ice.
No.
I didn't tell you about that?
I don't think.
Dude, I worked for this beer distributor. I worked for these Korean guys, and they had this, like... I guess it was like a walk-in refrigerator, basically. Yeah. Like a trailer that was like a shipping container that was converted to a walk-in refrigerator. So we had the 40-pound, 30-pound, 20-pound bags of ice, and they would break, you know, being in there and shit and getting handled. So my boss would be like, oh, I need to make you do a secret at jobs. And I'd sit in the walk-in freezer, and my job was to pick up the fallen ice and pick out the dirty cubes and throw them away and just rebag it.
That's sick. He's like,
if you see the dirt, throw the cube away and pack up what you can. This was like a fucking filthy floor that I was picking ice off and rebagging it and sell it to Penn.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love fucking Asian businessmen that are fucking, better secret, secret job.
He made an extra like $4.25 a bag that I salvaged out of the dirt. He's like, oh, better good.
Dude, Asians are the fucking best.
I probably gave like four frat kids cholera. All good. For like $6.
Good, dude. Fuck those white privileged pussies, dude.
It's true. I knowingly accepted an erroneous tip of $400
from
a fraternity when I delivered beer. Their order was $600 and they handed me an envelope and it was fucking, dude, it was husky.
Nice.
And I was like, you guys want me to count this? Like, no, dude, it's good. I'm like, are you sure? Because I'm like, this is more than $600. They're like, no, man. So I left. I made $400 off the tip. And they called into the place. My boss was like, did you take out the extra monies? And I'm like, no, dude. He's like, he covered the phone. He's like, are you going to tell me? I won't say. And I'm like, hey, fuck you. He would have split it with me.
Yeah.
I was like, nah, dude, fuck off. And he's like, what the fuck? Get the fuck out of here.
Yes.
I mean, how do you fuck your coworkers? You can't at all, then.
You can't fuck your coworkers at work or you're both fired. Unless one of you apparently is powerful, and then he's the one who gets fired.
Yeah.
And you're sitting there like, but I didn't know what to do.
What about Jim and Pam? Jim is a predator, dude.
If he fucked her at work, yeah.
Well, he like set it up at work. So you can set up.
He was powerful at work, too. She was just a secretary in the office.
Yeah.
He was a salesman. He had all the glory. Pam got duped into fucking Jim.
Oh, really? He was like a nobody?
No, Pam was a secretary.
Oh, really?
Jim was like a...
Matt Lauer, basically.
He was Matt Lauer.
He showed her his dick.
And then he bought Angela a dildo in one episode. And then Jim used his power to fuck
my Pam. My brother's old Korean boss showed him his penis.
That sounds great.
He literally pulled his pants down.
It was just like, what's wrong with my dick?
He was saying dick. It wasn't getting hard because his wife's too fat. And he showed him his penis.
How
and
did he, like, he say it?
He was like, I have no power in my penis. I cannot get a power. And my brother was like, he pulled his sweatpants down. He was like, dude, it was crunched up. It was a fucking, it was a micro bird.
Damn.
But his wife.
The Korean guy showed his micro dick to your
his
brother.
His hairy, like, it was like. Very. It was like penis head nestled in like a,
yeah, like a
decade
egg.
Bush.
Like just, a robin's, yeah, egg. Robin's egg. A little pink robin's egg in a fucking bush of pubes.
And literally my brother goes, ew, dude, put your dick away. And then like hopped in a van and like drove off and was just kind of like.
Put your dick away. It's like, if a boss of mine, honestly, if a boss showed me his dick and was like, I don't have the powers. I'd be like, oh man, that sucks. Go about my day.
I would fucking laugh.
I'd laugh hysterically. Dude, I'd be so happy. But
this guy had like a loaded gun too. So he had like a bunch of cash. So he like opens a drawer. There's a gun there. Shots it. And it's like, oh, I have no power. And my brother's like, ew, dude. You gross little bird out of here. And just like hopped in a van. And was like, I'm out of here. But yeah, so my brother got Matt Lauer'd.
Your brother got Lauer'd hard.
And he used to also buy us, his gifts were like, he would buy everyone these calendars of like Korean schoolgirls.
Yeah, you told me that.
Yeah,
they're
but they,
so hot.
They weren't in sexy outfits. They were. It was like school. It was like school photo. It was like it was a young schoolgirl in like a school like a Catholic school dress, but like nothing revealing or sexy about it. It was like a young girl, and you every page is a different like young schoolgirl. You flipped it.
Oh my god,
it was insane.
This guy's great,
Mr. Kim, dude. Yeah, I'm telling you, man. Women can do. My whole thing is like, you guys want to join the army? Join the fucking army. You want to work construction? Fucking by all means, I will stay home. I would love to see you guys go do that shit.
Woo!
I mean, just fucking go do it.
I tried to join the army.
It sucks. There's a reason they use guys for it. There's a reason. It sucks.
I was too feminine.
You were?
I'm too much of a lady. I was in the military just like, I got to find a job where I could sleep all day.
Yeah, not the fucking military. My thing is like, they use guys for that because it fucking sucks.
Yeah, of course.
It's like, go do it. I'm not like, you can, if you want to be in the army or if you want to run a jackhammer, fucking, by all means. It fucking blows.
Yeah.
Consider yourselves fucking lucky.
You ever tamp in 90 degree
it
heat?
It sucks.
It fucking blows. I love it. Tamper. Dude. Tamper is my...
Tamping is pretty
tamps
chill.
Tamps is the shit.
But. I'm a jackhammer master, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
The only thing I ever do
but you
is tamp.
You go home and your knuckles
still
your knuckles vibrate for like 3 days.
Yeah.
It's like, I could do that. It's like, yeah. All this shit reminds me of when I wanted to mow the lawn when I was 10. I was like, I can mow the lawn, Dad. And he was like, all right, mow the fucking lawn.
Then
I did it.
You're like, God damn it.
Yeah, I did it. I'm like, yeah, fuck yeah. And I got done. My dad's like, you ready to mow the lawn again? I was like, nah, I'm cool. I did it. And he's like, no, you had to mow the lawn forever now. And I was like, fuck.
Yep.
That's what's going to happen. You're going to have chicks chilling on like a steel beam. And they're going to be like, what the fuck am I doing?
We fucked up.
I could have been wearing like a weird wraparound infinity scarf in an office right now, fucking sitting on my ass.
Well, they like to point to World War II when they helped in the factories.
Mm-hmm.
Like, women can do it. We're kick-ass. It's like, the only reason you did that is because guys weren't there.
Yeah.
And they needed someone.
Yeah.
And then when the guys came back inside for you.
Or fuck, dude.
Congratulations. You're out of the factory.
Go to the, yeah, exactly. Go to the fucking Ford factory, dude, and have a blast.
Oh, man.
It fucking sucks.
I worked in a factory with ladies.
Did you?
And they were the
most. You worked in the ice cream factory.
Yeah, the creamery. They were the most sexist, perverted
really?
Ladies. I got Me Too'd every single day.
In the,
they're what, like, what are you studying? To be a doctor? Because if you go to college and work in a factory, you just...
Yeah, you're like Good Will
Hunting,
dude.
Boy.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Like, yeah.
So you're getting,
yeah,
like, you're getting attacked by like old like failed lunch ladies
old,
in the factory.
Like Eastern European, disgusting, out of Steelton, Pennsylvania, fucking factory ladies that
Jesus
were just like,
Christ.
Are you studying to be a doctor? I'd be like, no. They'd be like, you should be a gynecologist. You can be my gynecologist. And I was just like, oh my God, dude. You're
ew.
The grossest fucking lady ever.
Well, there was that big story about, was it Ford or like Detroit? Whatever plant or like automobile plant they have in there. That was a huge story about how women get like sexually hurt. Like, they walk by guys and like, come suck my dick,
well, yeah,
dick,
those guys
bitch.
Are the dumbest fucking people
yeah,
on earth.
I know.
And so are they,
suck
though.
My
the
dick,
women
bitch.
That, the women that I worked around were just as bad. They were
yeah.
all the same thing. They
yeah.
were all like, if the opposite sex was here, they were going to sexually harass it.
Yeah.
Because other than that, they're just sitting there gluing cardboard together.
That's true.
Over and over again.
That's totally true. Yeah. And they're like, and then there's like this guy who's like, you can blow me to get days off. And it's like, yeah, that's a textbook Walmart manager, dude.
This story still haunts me. These two guys that worked in the factory.
In the creamery?
Yeah. Were also pieces of shit.
Ice cream factory is so funny.
Ice cream factory sucked dick, dude.
It's like a fucking negative. It's like a Willy Wonka dystopia.
It is. Well, first off, there's no, you don't even fucking touch ice cream, really. It's just packaging. It's just packaging. So you're like, I would cut my hands all day on this, like, the metal rim that goes around the top of those gallon jugs.
Yeah, that's fucking sharp.
Yeah, it's just sharp metal that you got to bend.
It's funny thinking about how many disappointed souls are in there thinking they touch ice cream that day. They're like, wait, after 2 weeks?
You could just go steal scoops right out of it. I was fucking munching ice cream.
I did that at Brewster's. I used to literally stick my fingers in the ice cream at Brewster's and just, like, lick it off and then, like, go back to what I was doing and fucking make cones. All right,
so these two dudes that I knew in there that were also disgusting.
Yeah.
The grossest lady and those two dudes, they were working the night shift, and they went out to their truck to tag team this chick.
Oh.
And the lady's like a big, fat, disgusting fucking lady.
I'm actually getting kind of hard right now.
These two dudes are really fucking, like, one I don't think had teeth. Like, these are really fucking shitty people. I mean, yeah, they're shitty. I was going to be like, maybe they had a good heart, but it's like, no, they were shitty.
No, they're fucking having devil's threesome in the ice cream factory parking lot.
And
dude.
Then it turned out, this was so gross because this lady was even the grossest lady ever. It was like, apparently she was on her period. And the guy told me the story. He was like, and we got out of that truck and it looked like someone had flipped over a pizza on the front seat. And I was just like, dude, that is the grossest fucking story I've ever heard in my
fucking
life.
College boy, dude, you couldn't handle the fat devil's threesome,
I got
dude.
The fuck out of that job, dude.
I was probably breathing in like weird fucking ice cream fumes all day, and all they could do was fuck. Could have been the hormones in the milk, dude. They're
and all
just
the black
drinking
guys,
milk.
The black guys worked in the freezer, which was really funny.
Did they really?
Yeah.
What did they do? Half an hour in and
yeah,
out.
Yeah,
or
yeah. It was sick. Dude, I worked in the freezer a little bit, and it was fucking sick.
Dude, freezer's
half
fucking
hour
lit.
On, half hour off. Yeah. It's -30 in the freezer.
What?
It's crazy.
You touching ice cream back there?
You would get fucking no. It was just boxes. You just
touch
move
cream?
The boxes.
That
I
sucks.
Would break into the. Break into the Reese's, you know, the little mini Reese's they put in ice cream. Yeah. You could crack open a crate of that. It's so fucking good.
They used to have like, yeah, they had like canisters of toppings. I used to fucking take it out, hit it in the hand, dude, and hit Reese's.
The worst job was you replenishing the fudge. Oh. So you would have to crack open those fucking plastic barrels and pour it in, and then crack open another one and pour it in, just all day. Just, it was so hard. It was so hard.
It's a pure fudge mule, dude.
It was so fucking hard, dude. And then,
your time at the ice cream factory.
Ice cream factory. Dude, factory work fucking
it sucks.
Is the worst thing you can
factory
do.
Factory suck. Warehouses. I used to work in a warehouse for like 2 years, and it was so depressing, and I like forgot about it. Then I was in that warehouse 2 days ago, in like a metal fabrication warehouse.
You can hear the lights.
It's just like everything's so old in there, and I'm like, God, this is fucking abysmal in here. Just like weird metal dust everywhere, and everyone's just kind of like waddling around, all fucked up with bad legs. It's fucking terrifying.
Yeah, I will say that the guys were fun though, like because I knew I was leaving.
Yeah,
it was a summer job.
That makes those jobs a lot more.
So
bearable.
Like I was fucking like you could fuck around with the guy, and they were happy to have college kids there. Yeah, like they were like, here's some injection of not us fighting every
just
day.
Just life, yeah.
But yeah, they even had the black guys wear different outfits.
They really?
They were like blue jumpsuits. Everyone else was in white.
It was like prison.
Yeah. And then I was the worst possible worker. I would sleep in the break room as long as I could every day.
So fucking funny.
Yeah. Wasn't good. I shamed my father.
At the ice cream
sold,
factory?
He was a salesman for that ice cream factory.
Was he really?
Yeah, that's
why
how
why couldn't
the job.
You go slang some fucking ice cream?
I don't know. He would only give me the, like, if my dad got me a summer job. Because I wasn't getting jobs. Yeah. I was like, Dad, I play fucking football. And then I quit football. But if he got me a summer job, it was just the worst job he could find.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he was like, I have a friend that owns an auto auction. You can go work there and clean, repoed cars.
Oh.
I'd be like, all right, fine. He'd be like, I'm friends with the guys that own the factory. You can work in the factory. I'd be like, what the fuck? He'd be like, it'll toughen you up. I'd be like, you never worked in a fucking factory, dude.
You never touched the metal on the
he
ice
worked,
cream.
He worked in a moving company for like a summer, and he still brags about it.
Really?
Yeah, that's all he talks about. Like if we're moving shit,
that's
he's always
so
like, Shane,
funny.
I know what I'm doing. I worked at a moving company. I know what I'm doing.
Well, he's a painter too. Can he paint?
Yeah, I mean, out of my mom watching the home shopping or fucking HGTV
so fucking
every
funny,
day,
dude. That
she'll buy shit constantly, and he'll just be like, Jesus. And And my mom does a good job. She is a really good interior decorator.
Yeah, it looks nice.
But it's just constantly changing. Our house is just constantly...
It's brutal.
Like, we need hardwood floors. Like, we need hardwood floors in this room. My dad's just like, all right.
My girlfriend does that with, like, apartments. So, like, we've moved fucking, like, three times. We live in the same building. We went upstairs. We're downstairs, upstairs, to downstairs. Then yesterday we passed another building. We still have, like, 6 months on our lease. And she was like, oh, pull over. I'm going to get the number for that place. And I'm like, for fucking what? She's like, I don't know. Maybe we could break our lease and go there. And I'm like, dude, stop. She just loves everywhere she looks. She's like, we'll be down near, like, Rittenhouse, which is, like, the nicest part of Philly. And she's like, I could live there. And I'm like, no fucking shit you could. It's the nicest fucking where it's, like, $2,500 a month.
Well, dude, also think about that. If you're a chick, how nice it must be to just move. You don't move anything. You carry, like, pillows.
I know,
and you get
dude.
A new apartment, and everything's arranged how you decide.
It's like
playing The Sims in real life.
It is.
You're just like, I put the couch there. Actually, you know what? I think it'll look better. Turn it around. Put it over there. It's just like, all right, sure.
Every time we move, I sleep, like, an extra 2 hours a day for, like, a week. I'm just totally destroyed.
Oh.
And she's like, isn't this great? I'm like, dude, we're not moving for 3 years. I fucking hate moving.
Yeah, or redecorating.
That sucks, like, too. It's moving,
like,
shit around.
If I stayed in this room, as long as I live in this room, nothing in this room is going to change, dude. This is exactly how this will always be.
It can't, dude.
Fuck that shit.
I always went, like, dungeon style. When I had my own place, I was just, like, it would be white walls, nothing in it. Girls be like, this is really sad in here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm really fucking sad, dude.
Yeah, my life sucks, dude. I'm a dude.